Alright, I'll give this game a chance. It's been a while I played it, so I'll give the dab a bit. As far as I know, this is basically the same game from the Sega Genesis that I played. I obviously decided to choose the Game Gear version because I haven't played this, so I decided to show it. So what you can do. Again, the menu game is repeated like the other games, but it isn't bad, it's kinda catchy. Although I have problem with the controls. I don't know why this is the case, but every Game Gear game that I happen to own that is a platformer always have the slippy controls when it comes to run. And this is repeated in the Lion King game. Again, there is the fact that it's been a very long time since I played this game, so I'll give the doubt a bit. At first, I thought it was a beat-em-up because of the roar. I got used to beat-em-ups ever since the PlayStation 2 days, so I thought it was that. But it turns out, it's actually a platformer. The roar is actually to stun them, and you're supposed to jump at them to get the finished blow. Basically, I just been motherfucked. Now, this is where the frustration really built up. At first, I thought I was doing something wrong because I had to go up, similar to the Lion King games on the Sega Genesis. But it turns out, I was actually being stupid. You can actually climb into these things so you can jump up. But how am I supposed to know that? It's been a long time. Another annoying feature is that this is where the slippy thing really starts to get out of hand. Because I'm trying to climb up, but the controls are so slippy that I can easily fall down back. So it's basically a challenge, but a really frustrating one. Another thing that annoys me to my very core is that there are platforms that trick you to think that you're supposed to jump there, but in reality, it's just part of the scenery. So why leave it there? There's another thing I forgot to mention. Just like the Lion King from the Sega Genesis, the box restores your life, or at least the health bar, while the others are enemies that want to kill you. Now, I know it's consistent with the movie considering that Simba grew up eating bugs for a fact, but is that unhealthy for a lion? Because as we all know, lions eat meat, so that makes it carnivore, while animals that eat insects are insectivores. So is Simba raised to be insectivore? We don't know for sure. What I do know is that it's there, just for funs. But anyway, after hours of literally suffering trying to get past through, I finally got it. But I got surprised by a bug, an exploding one. But don't worry, there was these flies to heal me, so that's a good thing. There's also another thing I hate about it. Every time I try to jump to the next platform, it doesn't because you didn't pick enough speed to run. It basically functions like Sonic, where you have to run as fast as possible to get another platform as possible. Basically, sort of a plagiarism, but not really. But after some struggles, I finally got to the first boss, and that is a hyena. But this is where my struggles really start to get going, because at first, I thought I was supposed to roar him and then jump on him, but it turns out it actually hurt me, so I was receiving a lot of damage, especially with the bites and the fact that he can jump to attack you. So I ended up getting a lot of hits. But after little hours of trying to figure out, I found this glitch where he stopped. It's kind of funny. But after he exhausted, I finally can jump on him, making me realize that you actually have to make him exhaust so you can actually jump on him. While he's not exhausted, you actually have to dodge his attacks, both the jump attacks and the bite attacks. But I was supposed to know that again. It was my first time after years. But no matter how hard I tried, I ended up dying and losing my first life. In the first boss. This is a humiliation. This means I have to do the entire boss fight all over again, but this time with new knowledge after years. But even despite all of this, I still received a lot of damage. I don't know if it's because of inconsistent hitbox or because I was really bad at map locations, but despite that, I only received him one damage and I still died. This got bad to the point I lost all my lives and got a game over screen, which is this scar picture. I'm gonna lie, it's actually kind of good. But this game over, once again, puts you back to the beginning of the game. It's not even the beginning, it's actually the menu screen. So, it's pretty much a restart at this point. So overall, it's yet another game that gives you a shared pair of frustrations with its fair share of issues. It's not a really bad game, it's mediocre. Or at least a mediocre port, but it's still good. I'm the Sega Nerd, and I'll see you next time. Also, Timon doesn't speak.